Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. The Brooklyn-based trio Chairlift has a brilliant business plan for all those young and talented bands out there. Get lucky. The group got a big boost last year when one of their songs was used in a commercial for the iPod Nano. But the exposure didn't stop there. The group played live at Saks Fifth Avenue this weekend as part of a Marc Jacobs fashion show. Of course, they're also getting their name out there the old-fashioned way. They're on tour with The Killers this fall. We'll talk to the band in a moment, but first, they're here to play live for us. And this is the song that so many of you might recognize from that iPod ad. It's called Bruises. Here's Chairlift, live on Soundcheck. That is Chairlift, live in our soundcheck studio, and the hit single called Bruises, with Caroline Polachek singing and playing the keyboard, Patrick Wimberly playing the bass and the laptop, and Aaron Fenning playing the guitar and doing some vocals as well. Aaron and Caroline joining me at the microphones. Hi.
Hi, John.
So this will be the umpteenth time you've been asked this question, but the whole iPod Nano commercial thing, how much did you guys know about that before it actually happened?
It kind of hit us out of left field. We were playing a show at the Echoplex with Ariel Pink about a year ago, actually. And we heard that Apple wanted to come see the show. We had one person from Apple on the guest list. And we didn't meet him. He silently came. His name was crossed off and left. And then the next we heard of it, we were offered a contract that none of us believed was actually going to lead to anything.
Well, but it did. And Aaron, what did it lead to for you guys? I mean, how soon before after that ad hit did you guys see things happening?
Oh, yeah, I guess. You know, the record came out about the same time. And then we went on tour. So it all kind of just...
So it was all like one big thing.
It was a triple hit. It's hard to discern like where the record coming out ended and the iPod ad began. Mm-hmm. But it was all like a big blast.
Did you have any kind of second thoughts about, you know, signing on to have a song selling something, you know, before you really made a name for yourselves in the wider musical world?
Well, we wouldn't have anything.
Apple is such a forward-thinking, you know, innovative company, and that's something that we took into account.
That mm-hmm. song was actually probably made all using, like, Apple products anyway.
Yeah.
So if it had been Dell or HP, would you have been less likely to say yes?
Actually, probably yes. Yeah. Apple commercials have a really great reputation for the way they feature music, and I almost felt like by taking the ad, we are advertising MP3s or music itself.
Well, it's true. Those ads have become. People have likened it to, you know, the Oprah for indie rock. You know what they did for Feist before you guys, and I think it's the Kooks now.
We also weren't the only band in that commercial. There was the White Stripes, and it was just our music that was playing.
Yeah, we provided the audio, and there was a lot of album covers that were featured in it as well. Yeah.
Right. What about the idea that, you know, people hear 30 seconds of Chairlift, and maybe they actually go online, find out who the band is, and they say, okay, that's what Chairlift sounds like. But then, you know, you listen to the rest of the record, the album called Does You Inspire You, and there's really kind of a darker edge that might not be so obvious to people who just know the TV commercial.
Yeah, even the edit of Bruises that they used for the commercial was the most saccharine part of the song, cut down to about 35 seconds. It's true, people go to Does You Inspire You and listen to the record for more Bruises, they're going to be disappointed.
But we spent a lot of time trying to make Bruises darker, too. We had several, like, three different recordings of it, and, you know, two others were a bit too joyful. So we, like, went with the one.
Yeah, they were brighter, at least. We liked a kind of more murky, multi-layered, kind of half-distant version of Bruises, to kind of like an old jukebox playing a random pop song.
Is there a director's cut of Bruises lying around somewhere that has, like, even darker stuff in it?
We could make one. Yeah. We've actually been known to make that song up to 20 minutes long live.
Really?
Uh-huh. We did one show where we just played that song for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was the whole show.
So it was that like, you know, just jam band time? All like
guitar
solos?
We had about nine people on stage.
We just invited everyone up. And
in addition to the association with Apple, now you just played at Saks Fifth Avenue, this Marc Jacobs thing, and you guys were all decked out in Marc Jacobs fashions and stuff. So, you know, was this part of this? Couldn't have been the original concept when you formed this band. It's like, hey, let's do this, associate with this brand and then that brand. So, I mean, now that you are doing that, how does it feel? I mean, how do you separate that from the actual music making?
We've always kind of been entrepreneurs, actually, ever since day one. Like, I was recently cleaning out my parents' house and found our very first piece of press, and it was in the Colorado Daily about 2 or 3 years ago, and they're remarking about the same thing, is that even though we were a really small band in Colorado with a small scene, Aaron was running a record label, and we were working with anyone that would want to work with us. We were really excited to form
like
a
Caroline
scene
and
a network.
Yeah, I put together a big pop festival.
Mm-hmm. Was this
Colorado.
In Boulder?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is where the band started, was University of Colorado in Boulder.
So small scene, and it just wasn't enough to be a band. You had to be out there making your name known.
It wasn't about making a name known, actually. It was just about making work and, like, getting people that we loved involved. So we're still doing the same thing. Like, we're all super collaborative, whether for Chairlift or for our outside projects. Music is, like, one of those great artistic jobs that allows you to be really social.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And yet there is this, you know, art for art's sake kind of streak that runs through a lot of musical life, often to the detriment of musicians who might otherwise have, you know, a bigger amount of visibility.
You mean like an anti-commercial kind of attitude?
Yeah, you know. But it seems like these days you have relatively little choice.
Well, you have choice, actually, because music is less expensive than ever to make. So you don't have to make up as much as you did before. But on the other hand, records aren't selling. So instead of selling a record, you can sell your music to be part of a moment, whether it's an advertising moment or a fashion moment. You adapt your song to be part of, you know, background to something.
Now, the next song that you're going to do for us is sung in French.
Oui.
Why?
You should answer that one.
Yeah, I'll take this one. I learned French a couple years ago and I was going to art school in Belgium. And completely unrelated, a couple years ago, I was wearing a huge red beret up my stairs of my front step in Brooklyn. And my neighbor, Mario, told me, "Hey, that's a flying saucer how you're wearing today, Caroline." And by the time I reached my apartment on the third floor, I already had flying saucer, hat, but of course with like a funny French accent. Imagine like some kind of futuristic Enya singing this in a French accent. So I sat down on the keyboard and wrote this funny, funny song that was kind of intended as a joke in Franglish, half French, half English. And somehow it ended up on the record.
And I dare some brand to come along and claim this one.
Garnier.
You want to do it for us?
Pain quotidien would be good. Au bon pain.
The band is Chairlift, and the song is called Le Flying Saucer Hat. The album's called Does You Inspire You? And the trio will be performing songs from that album at the Bowery Ballroom this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. But they're here for us, playing live in our soundcheck studio today. Once again, the band Chairlift.
Mais après, il le cachait, fond dans sa closette. Même si c'était invisible, il gardait les secrets de Flying Saucer Hat. Hat, 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 Flying Saucer Hat. Oh, 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 Flying Saucer Hat. Hat, 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 Flying Saucer Hat. Oh, oh, oh. Pour célébrer l'éclipse universelle, il faut se habiller très bien tout le monde sera là. Je sais qui je vais amener, une bonne amie au moins, mon flying saucerette. Hot, 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 flying saucerette. Oh, 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 flying saucerette. Hot, 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 flying saucerette. Oh, oh, oh,
Once again, the band Chairlift here in our soundcheck studio, bred in Boulder, Colorado, based in Brooklyn these days. Caroline Polachek singing and playing the keyboard, Patrick Wimberly playing the bass and the laptop, Aaron Fenning playing the guitar. And Does You Inspire You is the name of the album. The band is playing this Saturday night at the Bowery Ballroom at 8 o'clock. Caroline, does your neighbor Mario know about this song? That he
no,
inspired?
I don't think he does.
Well, you got to play it for him.
But I bet he's still in that building.
Do you still wear the Flying Saucer beret?
My mom actually got me this straw purple hat that goes out about 2 feet in either direction when she heard the song. She scoured eBay for the widest brimmed hat she could find.
Now, Patrick, when you guys did this thing at Saks Fifth Avenue, there was this video, which, you know, as I mentioned before, was all of you in Marc Jacobs fashions and stuff. Is that, I mean, are you guys fashion plates? Is that
I'm not so much. I wear t-shirts and jeans.
So what did you think when they asked you to wear? It was the ready to wear series, I think, that you guys were wearing, right?
What did I think? I didn't think much about it, honestly. What did I wear?
Yeah. Do you even know?
I wore some pants that were way too big for me because I'm not really a sample size kind of guy, so they're like pinning huge pants on my legs, which was kind of funny.
Caroline, you were also wearing the ready-to-wear stuff, right?
Yeah.
And was this your first time as a kind of fashion model?
Yeah, I think so. We do plenty of shoots for Chairlift, but we're never really modeling other people's stuff in them.
So did it feel like a different thing because you were doing someone else's?
Yeah, it did, actually. Normally when we go in and do shoots, we are kind of self-styled. But for the first time, we had to kind of submit to our role as models and kind of let them handle the visuals. And I never felt more like a musician, you know? I'll put it that way. But
well, in doing your own videos, I mean, there's the video for Evident Utensil has been nominated for an MTV Music Video Award in the Breakthrough Video category and has some really striking visual effects and stuff. Who did that video?
That's our friend Ray Tintori. He's amazing.
Who's done quite a few kind of interesting videos in recent years.
Yeah.
We'll actually hear a little bit of Evident Utensil from the album. Does You Inspire You? When is the new album due?
June or July 2009.
2010.
It's due in the past.
Okay. Patrick, you guys are going to be touring with Phoenix and with the Killers this fall. So sort of doing it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. And those are two of our favorite bands. So, and the Phoenix tour, we're doing some dates in the U.S., but they're also taking us back home with them to France. Which is going to be really fun for us.
First time in Europe for the band?
No, it'll be like our fifth or sixth time. Okay. But first time with the tour of that size. So.
Chairlift is the band, and they're playing at the Bowery Ballroom on Saturday night at 8. And to the three of you, thanks for being with us and playing for us this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, you won't hear many guitar solos on the pop charts these days, but that hasn't stopped lead guitarists from shredding. In another Soundcheck Smackdown, we'll debate guitar solos. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, Paul Schneider. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow. We had help from Kristen Meinzer and Georgia Kral. I'm John Schaefer.